Today's Amma for Chazara is Yevamos Ayin Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Zayin and Beis by the two dots, Mitzri ve'adoimi Einan Asur and Mechulu. So it says the Gemara, my tshuva, what's the tshuva? The Chachamim said to Reb Shimon that your Kavachoymer, that if by Amoin and Mayav, the women are mutter right away, so then surely by Mitzri ve'adoimi, where the Isser is only until the third generation, the Isser is more Kal, then the Kavis are mutter right away. The Chachamim said, we have a tshuva on your Kavachoymer. My tshuva, what's the tshuva? I'm a rabbi bar rechanam, Rabbi Yechlam, Misham Dikil Meimar, Arayas Yechichu, that Arayas will prove it, Shle Aser ben Ela Shloisha Dairis, this is only until the third generation, a person is technically allowed to marry his great-granddaughter, and yet Echad Zachar, Vechan Akeve, say we don't differentiate between males and females, Bas Pitoi is the same Isser as Bas Benoi, and so you see that even though the Isser is more Kal, it's more Kal than Amoni Mayavi, still we don't differentiate between Zachar and Akeve. Well, says the Gemara, Ma'ala Arayas, Shekin Karis, maybe there it's different because it's very chomer because it's an Isser Karis. Well, Mamzer Yichiach. Mamzer will prove it that there's no Karis. And still we don't differentiate between Zacharim and the Kevites. Yeah, but Malam Mamzer Shkin Inu Reilava B'Kala Ayla. But Mamzer has a chumra, a different chumra, that he can never marry into the Kal Hashem. Well, Arayis Yechichu, that they don't have such a chumra. Arayis is mutter by the third generation, after three generations. And yet still, we don't differentiate between Zachar and Kibbutz, Chazra Adin, La Rizak Rizav, La Rizak Rizav, and Sada Shavah Shabahem, the Sada Shavah between Mamzer. And Arayis is Shasurin, they have an Isra Biyah, Ve'achad Zachar Ve'achad Kibbutz, and we don't differentiate between males and females. Afani Avi Mitzri V'Mitzri, Shri Wasur and Echad Zachar Ve'achad Kibbutz. So too, the Allah should be the same when it comes to Mitzri V'Adaimi, the Isra is going to be without differentiating between Zachar and Kibbutz. Well, says the Gemara, Malas Ad Shavah Shebehen, Shekin Yesh Ben Tzad Karis. There's a still Tzad Karis by both of them. Arayis is an actual Isser Karis. And Mamzer, the Mamzer himself, was created through Karis. Well, says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan Michalo D'chai V'Aseikar B'Lez Ben Yaakov. Sayin HaChanami, says the Gemara, that the Rabbanan will tell you, the Chachamim who said that it's not a good Kavachimer, that Rav Shimon made in the Mishnah, they'll tell you that we have a Tzad Shavah from Arayis, not with Mamzer, but Arayis together with Chalul from Chai V'Asei, going according to the sheet of Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, that there's such a thing as a chol from Chai V'Asei, that between the two we can learn that anytime you have an Isser Biyah, so we don't differentiate between Zacharim and the Kevites. Says the Gemara now, umay loiki, and what did Rabbi Shimon mean when he said back, and I'm not asking, hachi kamarlu, that led the lois for your leader, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. I don't hold it to such a thing as a chol from Chai V'Asei. According to you that you hold the Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, halacha ani aimer. Anyways, I have a mesayra that this is the din, and even without the kal v'chomer, this is the halacha that the nekeves are mutter right away. Tani will learn to the brisa. Amar l'en Rav Shimon, halacha ani aimer. V'oid mikra misayeni. I have a pasuk which is mashma like me, because the pasuk when describing the Isra of mitzvah v'adayimi, it says banim asher yivaldu. It says the children once they're the third generation, so then they're mutter. It says a lashon of banim, a lashon of males. V'ulay banis. It doesn't say the nekeves. Why? Not because then the Nekevites are mutter right away, even before the third generation. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Banim v'lei banis, that Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon makes this drasha, that stafka banim that are mutter by the third generation. V'lei banis, the banis are mutter right away. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Har Yehuda, Eimer, banim asher yivaldu lahem dor shlishi. You're being medayik from banim, but also the pasuk says, asher yivaldu lahem. Hakasa talin b'leida, the term makes it sound like anyone who's born to them. There's no difference between Zacharim and the Kevites. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that he loved them, Rabbi Yehuda, Hakasa talin b'leida. If not for the fact that this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that even in the Kevites are only mutter by the third generation, meaning if Rabbi Yehuda would have said like Rav Shimon that the Kevites are mutter right away, the mutter yadav ragla be base medrash, he would have been kicked out of the base medrash, his Shita wouldn't make any sense, because Kevites are mar kahal geir mikri kahal, because since his Shita is also that geirim are called kahal Hashem, so it comes out when a Mitzri cannot marry Kal Hashem. It means he cannot marry a Ger. So Mitzri Sheni b'mayitayir. How does a Mitzri Sheni ever have a Mitzri Shlishis? A Mitzri Shlishi. How does who's he marrying? He can't marry a Mitzris because Kal Ger is a Krikal. So who's he supposed to be marrying? Doma di avar v'nasiv, says the Gemara, what's the problem? Maybe he did something that was aser. Well, di'i kasev kra. That can't be, because the Torah wouldn't tell us this halacha if it's based on an iser. Hari mamzer di'i kasev kra. What do you mean? The whole parsha mamzer is based on an iser, and the Torah writes it. No, di'i li sura kasev, di'i la teira li kasev. That's going to iser. And it's saying that the mamzer can't marry to the Kal Hashem if an Isser happens. But to say something which is built on an Isser, only to tell me a heter, that the Torah is not going to say. Hari Machzer Gushasai Dila Teru Kasfei. Ask the Gemara, but Machzer Gushasai, the Torah says Hita Eva, that she can't go back to her first husband once she married someone else in between. This Isser Machzer Gushasai, and it says Hita Eva. We learn from there that it's only that she's a Teva, but the children are kosher, so that's teaching us a Heter. Says the Gemara, Hasim Shem Ikari Suru the Kasfei. Over there, it's true. Agav, we do see a Heter, but the main Pasuk is there for Isser, and that's why it's not a problem. But to tell me that the Mitzri Sheni, it's only possible to have a Mitzri Shlishi if you have an Isser, and for that the Torah wrote this Heter, and the Torah wrote it out, that can't be. Why is the Torah? Why is the pasuk switch l'shaynos? It says banim asher yivadu lehem dar shlishi yavod lebekal Hashem. It switches between banim and dar. Says the Gemara that im nemar banim but nemar dairis. So you see, imer ben rishon yusheni aser shlishi mutter. If I would have said banim ben shlishi, then I would have said the first two sons are aser, the third son is mutter. Lekach nemar dairis. Nemar dairis. Nemar banim. You see, imer lo aser naim demar sinai. The iser is only for those that are in our sinai. Lekach nemar banim. But no, for all future generations, it's the same thing. Lahem, why does the Torah say Lahem? The Banim Asher Yevaldu Lahem, Dor Shishi Yavai Lahem Bekal Hashem. Two extra Lahems. So the first Lahem teaches us Mehemine, that you start counting from the one who converts. He's considered Dor Rishon. His son is already considered Dor Sheni. And Lahem, the second one, is Haleich Acher Psula. Teaches us that when you have an Israel relationship, you go bust with the apostle. Vitrach Lemichtav Lahem, Vitrach Lemichtav Asher Yevaldu. You have to have Lahem and Asher Yevaldu. Dikaz Rachman Asher Yevaldu without Lahem, Safamin and Bimnehem Maneh. That you start counting from their sons, like we said before. Lahem teaches us that you kas rachman alahem, that you start counting from the ger himself. Vikas rachman alahem, and if the Torah would have just said lahem without Asher Yevaldu, havamina mitzvus mubarish, and this guy, rahiu bana chad, I would have said that if you have a lady who's a convert, who's a geris, from she's a mitzvus, and she's expecting when she converts, so her son is also considered a dor rishain, a mitzvah rishain, and therefore kas rachman Asher Yevaldu, that no, that since he's born after that she's already a mitzvah Rishayna, Mitzvah Rishayna, so now he's already considered a Mitzvah Sheni. Vitzrach Lemichtav Lahem, and the Torah also has to say the second Lahem, the Hacha over here, Vitzrach Lemichtav Loi, Gabi Mamzer, and you also have to have the Loi by Mamzer, even though they're both teaching us the same idea, that you go bust with the puzzle. You need to have this halacha that you go bust with the puzzle, both in the parish of Mamzer and by the parish of Mitzri, because Rachman Hacha, if the Torah would have just said it by Mitzri, I would say Mishon Debam Tipa Psula. It's because it's more Chamer, because the Mitzri himself comes from a Tipa Psula, comes from a Mitzri of a Mamzer, the Bami Tipa Ksheira. Mamzer is born from a Kasher people, so therefore, Emolai, maybe he doesn't have such halacha, because Rachman Gabi Mamzer, Mishon Debam Rolava Bikala Oilam, Avahacha Emolai, Tzricha, and also there's a Chumra of Mamzer that you can never marry into the Kalashem. That's why by both of them, I needed the Torah to tell us that you go bust with the apostle. I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabchan, I'm a rabbi yechnan. Mitzri sheni, shenatza mitzri sri shayna, bina shlishi havai. If you have a mitzri sheni who marries a mitzri sri shayna, the child is a mitzri shlishi. Then you go bust with the father. I'm a kasavar bust with the deisha dinanla, you go bust with the father. Masav rabbi yosef, ask rabbi yosef, rabbi tarfin, I marry yechayil, mamzerim li tar. The mamzerim could have children that are actually mutter to marry to the galashat. Keitzad. Mamzer nas a shivcha, if a mamzer marries a shivcha, havlad eved, the child's an eved. Shichru, if the child's then free, nimsa ben chayrin, he's a regular Yisrael ben chayrin, so you can have a mamzer whose child is mutter love a bikal. Now wait a second, it's only because you're assuming that when he has a child with the shivcha, the child is not a mamzer. What do you mean if you go baser di deis and the child's a mamzer? Alma baser di dasha dinanle. You see, from here you go baser the mother, which the Gemara says, and no, normally by mamzer you go baser the father. But Shani Hasim over there, it's different. Amakra ha'isha viladat yiladai nav. Special gzeres the kasa by shivcha, you go bust the mother. Masav Rava Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Yamin Ger Mitzri Hayoli Chaver Mitamid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda said over that I had a friend from the Tamid of Rabbi Akiva. His name was Ben Yamin and he was a Ger Mitzri. Va'amar, and he said to me that Ani Mitzri Rishayin Venisati Mitzri Rishayina. I'm a first generation Mitzri and I married a Mitzri Rishayina. Asi Livni, who's a Mitzri Sheni, I'm going to marry off my son to a Mitzri Shnia, to a Mitzri Setz Shnia. Kedei Shiei Ben Beni Roy Lava Bikal. So that my grandson should be a Mitzri Shlishi and he'll be mutter to marry to the Kalashat. Now, if you go bust the father, so why did Binyamin say, I'm going to make sure to marry off my son to a mitzvah shniya? Even if he marries him off to a mitzvah rishayna, the son is still going to be a mitzvah shlishi because you go bust the father. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon told the Tana to switch the girsa and to say even to a mitzvah rishayna, and still the grandson's going to be a mitzvah shlishi.